With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
To piss or not to piss?
No, you're not going to pee. Let's start the show. Look, I told you I wasn't going to be here Monday. We got a little window here. We're doing it. Let's go.
But I didn't post it till 5 p.m.
Ah, that's not right. What do you mean? Today's? No, I'll post it right now. I got time. Let's go.
Arnold's off today, guys. He got schlit-faced all weekend, hungover. He said it was a raging hangover.
He said he was at a Masters party. I didn't see a Masters party. I know Greg, Jacob, and Garrett all got together to watch it yesterday, but that's all I know. I don't know about what you and Justin did.
It wasn't a Masters party. I heard Arnold said he was just master.
Oh.
Justin did his own thing. I turned him down all weekend.
Then that relationship's on the fritz.
Because we live in two different parts of town.
I know. I told you when you moved, you're never going to see Justin again. You're like, no, it's just a short drive. Never going to see each other.
And also, my wife doesn't see people until the weekend. So I would just, hey, I'm going to go drinking with the guys tonight. I'll see you in 3 days.
Well, she can't go drink with you and Justin?
Yes, she can, but the golf is what really throws a monkey wrench.
I see what you're saying.
She's not into golf, so maybe I need... Ray, you try and just get the women into toys and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard. Like, I see... I saw a woman the other day. I went to the driving range, and she just sat there and watched her dude hit balls.
Kinky.
Well, I thought it was... I was like, huh. And what's really weird is she came up to the fence. Like, there's a little fence between the walking path and the driving range, and she handed him a water bottle, a hat, and a glove. And then he went back, got the golf cart, and drove around and picked her up in the golf cart. I'm like, well, why didn't you just wait till... It was very strange.
If that's what they do in public, what do they do behind closed doors?
I don't know. All right, let's start it.
Lambskin, Ray. All right, we're going to do it live without Arnold. I think I can do it. We are the 1, 2, 3 SAR losers!
How did I miss that?
I said, jokingly, I think I can do it without Arnold, and we literally effed it up.
Like, literally, you said you can do it without Arnold, so I just sat here like, okay, like, why am I, and it just did not come out.
He's make-believe. Arnold doesn't even exist, guys.
Oh, my God. What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports. So I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Ray, you're right. I can't do it without the make-believe person you created in the studio.
Oh, God.
All right, what up, y'all? It's Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the north side of Nashville with Baser. We are farmers. We're ranchers. We have a lot of property. We have crops. We have a little bit of straw right now. Nothing yet. Soon, corn. Probably some fruits, vegetables, all the things. Pumpkins in the fall, I've seen other people do. I don't know if it's lucrative. If it is, maybe I'll leave this. Over to you, man.
How'd you sleep last night, Ray?
This is 1, 2, 3.
How'd you sleep last night?
Baser went to dinner. Our niece had a confirmation at the Catholic Church. Did you ever do that?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, I did it when I was like 16.
She's in that vicinity age-wise. Then they went to Jay Alexander's after.
Nice.
But it was back downtown. I wouldn't have been able to go to bed till 8, so I had to turn him down. So I was in bed at 7:30. Cat listens to me and goes to bed. So it's something with the female. When Baser's there, the cat goes crazy. With it's a male, I'm authoritarian. I'm not being sexist or anything like that, but I'm just telling you, the cat knows when I say go to bed, it goes to bed. So me and Kat are in bed. Baser comes crashing in 30 minutes later. We got back to bed. I woke up. She was playing on her phone. I don't know what in the world she was doing at 12:30, but I slept great. I was well rested, got in the car, turned on my favorite podcast, not this one. And dude, I enjoyed my 30-minute commute. That's how I know how well I slept. No dreams. But the fact that I was in a good mood on a Monday tells me it was restful. Coach?
I had a terrible night of sleep, man. I don't know if my kids were overtired or what, but first you had the 4-year-old wake up at 11:55. Dada! Dada! What? My blanket. Okay. Well, now I think I got to go pee-pee. Okay. All right. So I go down there. He goes pee. Get back in bed.
Go down to the other quarter.
12:45. 5-year-old crying.
You need a night nurse.
Yeah. And I go down there. I'm like, what's wrong, dude? What's wrong? He goes, I kind of had a bad dream. Okay. What did you dream about? I had a dream that someone was wrapping me up in a Kleenex.
So now it's, what did your kids and you sleep and dream about?
And I said, oh, but don't worry. But and like, I guess it was fearful. This is what a nightmare is to a 5-year-old.
They're going
to
get scarier, kid.
And I said, hey, man, it's okay, bud. We're here. And he goes, well, now that you're here, I think I got to go pee. I'm like, okay. So this was all a ploy just to get me down here so you can go pee. Like, you can go pee by yourself. You know how to go pee in the toilet.
There's no way my dad went through this when we were kids.
There's no way.
Just my mom.
There's no way. But my wife sleeps with earplugs.
Give me 10 seconds. Guys, the inside joke with Jason, the night nurse is Jason Aldean. On the Bobby Bones Show, Bones goes, hey, man, what's some advice for new parents and stuff? And Aldean goes, get a night nurse. Like, Aldean, not very relatable, but thanks for the tip.
No, literally, he said, his exact line was like, oh, man, I'm a hands-on dad. I'm a hands-on. I change diapers. I do all that. And we said, even at night, he goes, oh, no, you got to get a night nurse for that. Like, you have to get your sleep. So you got to bring in a night nurse. I'm like, well, that's not really how it works with most Americans and most people in society. I'll be honest with you. I had never even heard the term night nurse until he said it that time.
That's why I had to give the backstory, because I would have probably never in my life known that it exists until the rich country stars come in. Now I know, so it's second language to me, but it's always a joke.
But how does someone become a night nurse? Like, how do people know that that is an industry? And so you just go sit at rich people's house all night, and when you're there, do you fall asleep or do you have to stay awake the whole time, or can you go to sleep and wake up when the baby wakes up?
These baby monitors, you have to stay damn awake. You're going to get found out. But I bet it's word of mouth through the wealthy. But back to your wife, earplugs, kid awake.
So, yeah, so he goes back to bed, and I go back up and go back to bed, and then 2:15, I hear, And I go down there and I'm like, what's wrong, bud? What's wrong? But he's still asleep.
Oh, it was just a tree.
But he had his blanket wrapped in his legs and he's in the fetal position, so he's freezing cold.
Was he trying to escape the jail cell?
That might be what it was. And I was like, okay, so he has he got my wife a Preds blanket for Christmas, but he uses it. And the other night, she was like, you don't want your Preds blanket? And he goes, well, actually, Mama, it's yours. I got it for you for Christmas, but I just use it.
Playoff push.
And he all of a sudden doesn't like sleeping with the Preds blanket now. He sleeps with this little baby quilt that barely covers him. And so I put the Preds blanket on him. So I know this morning when he woke up, he was probably mad at my wife or mad at me and was like, I don't want the Preds blanket. But I went down there and he was wrapped up. His legs were in the blanket, between the blanket, but the blanket wasn't on him. And I couldn't rip it apart, so I just put it back on him. So I woke up like 3 or 4 times in the middle of the night. That's how my night of sleep was. So that's why I'm a little like, I'm tired, I'm frustrated, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, even if it was good restful sleep, the fact you're up 4 times makes it, there's no way you are in a good mood.
No, because I can go back to sleep like that. No problem. I lay down, I go back to sleep. Where my wife, if she wakes up, she's up for like an hour. Because she can't fall back asleep. She starts thinking about, oh, I got to do this. I got to do that. Oh, tomorrow's this. Tomorrow's that. So that's why she sleeps with earplugs, so she doesn't hear the kids. And I was thinking they'd be exhausted so they'd sleep through the night. Nope, I guess they were overtired. They kept waking up.
I know we never do a back-to-back how did you sleep night,
yeah,
but
go ahead,
on
man.
Saturday night, me and the wife skipped the UFC party with the other couple down the street.
Wow.
Remember, they got the $60,000 sound system, theater seats. Dude, we went to bed at 7, and I woke up at 7. So that's 12 hours. Then we hung out for a little while. Bro, I went. We didn't have the confirmation until the afternoon. I went to bed again from 9 until about 12:30. So I got 15 and a half hours on Saturday night. That's how you know you've been giving your energy to the people.
I, on Saturday night, missed UFC 300, right?
It looked like a great card.
Looked like a great card. Looked like the fights were amazing. And the reason was...
Max Holloway.
Holloway. Mm-hmm. Not Holiday. That's
Holiday.
Jackson Holiday. Jolliday. Yeah. Yes, there you go. Anyway, what happened is we had a very busy day on Saturday. Like, we had Saturday morning, I woke up, went for a run. After that, we went garage sailing.
There's money in that.
There is money in that.
Or you guys are actually looking for stuff.
My wife likes to go look, and it's just a way to get the kids out, and it's kind of fun. It's a little hobby. It's enjoyable.
Because I've seen a couple on the side of the road driving home. One of two things is going to happen. You're going to get hit by a car trying to go to one of these, or you're going to just find crap. It doesn't look like high-value stuff.
99% of the stuff, absolute junk. Just terrible. And everything you see, my kids are like, oh, Dada, can we get that? They don't even know what it is, but they're just excited, and they start grabbing things, and...
Nice. I got an old woman's bed sheet.
Yeah, it pretty much is basically what it is. But some people get furniture and you can refinish it, do all that stuff. But I don't have time for that.
There ain't time. And I'll tell you guys right now, there's not enough time in the day to refinish furniture as a side job. And I'll hang up and listen on that one. There we go.
So then we had a birthday party. And we went to the birthday party. And then after the birthday party, one of the families that lives in the neighborhood is like, we'll have the after party. We'll cook dinner here.
After
so
party.
It was 5:30, so we go over to their house, and I'm thinking we'll be out of there by 8.
What y'all cooking? Oh, yes, I'm cooking. No, are you finna cook?
And so I'm thinking, well, they put the bouncy house up. They put, you know, they did all this stuff.
Oh, so it was a planned after party.
Yeah.
I was going to say, last second, how do you throw together a bouncy house?
No. It was like she texted on Tuesday, and I was like, okay, cool. We're there at 5:30. We're out of there by 8. I'll be watching UFC 300 on my couch by 9. It'd be great. We are there. It is 9:30. The kids have not napped today. They have not done anything, and they are still running around like little hooligans.
Bonkers.
When one of the families there, the woman's 9 months pregnant, going to pop at any moment, looks at her watch and is like,
I'd love to give birth.
She goes, oh, man, it's 9:30. We should probably get these kids in bed, right? And I'm like, UFC 300 started already, so what's the point?
Would you like me to check your stomach?
No, I didn't do that. But she did have her drink just sitting on her belly.
Are you milking? Sorry, my wife's been through it 3 times.
And so, well, this is her 4th. And so,
but you really can carry on a conversation with a pregnant woman because of how closely you are with that.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I really wouldn't know the first thing to ask. You know, it's like, your boobs get bigger. What exactly do you say? You would know all the things to ask.
Yeah, you don't really ask if your boobs get bigger. You just sort of notice them get bigger because you can tell they're bigger than when they were like 3 months ago.
Hey, take a selfie with me.
And so then we walk home and we get home and it's like 10 o'clock and I have a choice. Do I log on and buy the fights and only see half of them? Or do I just say, you know what? I missed out on UFC 300 and go to bed.
Main card, I believe, I mean, it was closer to midnight, right?
Well, it ends at midnight, but it starts at 9.
That's what I saw.
So I was right in the middle.
That's how it all started. Baszler goes, hey, let's do fights. And I said, are you aware they start, I think, at 9 o'clock at night? We go till 1 a.m. She looked it up, confirmed, and that's why we were both on the same page. Over to you.
So that's when my wife goes, you're not going to get the fights? I was like, look, they're half over. I just have to chalk it up as I missed out on UFC 300. And I have to hope that the fights weren't that good. And I wake up in the morning to, fights were amazing! One of the greatest knockouts in UFC history! Oh my God, 1 second left on the clock! And I'm like, awesome.
Max Holloway?
Holloway.
Yeah. And then the final one, it was pretty predictable. Even though it was a minus 140, whoever played Solomon?
I don't even remember. I'm blanking, but I don't have my computer in front of me. But yeah, he kicked his ass in the first round, right?
No, it was I thought it was a full...
Oh, Oliveira?
Distance. Yeah.
I don't know what order they went in because I didn't get to see it. So I don't know who went where.
I'm such a casual UFC bettor. I included it in the parlay. Don't worry, the parlay was already shot at about 2 p.m.
I took a shot at your parlays yesterday on Facebook.
Yeah, I know you did. And I said, that's not funny because guess what? There's no Sunday parlays. They all ended about 2 p.m. on Saturday when the Avalanche got sodomized 7-0 and the Rockies were down 5-0 in the first inning. So much for my Mountain Time Zone bet of the day. But yes, then I wanted the UFC. I saw one of the guys was a heavy favorite. Can't remember the exact name. He was the fight before, minus 150. He won. And then I want to say Solomon got beat because they said he was bad in his feet. So I was beat feet, rhymed it. Yes, I did. So then I went, let's say, it's not Pantoja. Piera, some dude fought Solomon and beat him handily. It was a distance fight, but I would have won. If the parlay would have continued, it would have won. It fell short at 2 p.m.
Yeah, so it was a great busy weekend. So then on Sunday, I was like, look, I really want to watch the Masters. The leaderboard is jumbled up. There's a lot of people in contention.
Was it?
Dude, they were all tied at 6-under, 7-under.
Right, but the Masters is one. You're not jumping 6 or 7 spots. There was about 5 guys that could win.
But that's bunch. 5 people in contention on Sunday. Last year, John Rahm was so far ahead, you didn't even need to watch.
And remember, these final last couple years, it's been minus 20, minus 18s that have won it. These guys were clinging to minus 7. Remember what I said on Friday? Regression. That's what happened. You're going to get good information from our betting firm.
Then they're showing, they showed so much Tiger Woods. They showed so much Tiger Woods. He was so terrible.
Tiger Woods sold Rahm, sold Koepka, sold Bubba
Dustin
Watson,
Johnson, sold.
Brooks Koepka, I said him Phil Mickelson, sold.
But Tiger was so bad and they kept showing him. I'm like, guys, I understand Tiger is the biggest name, but I don't need to see him getting a 4 over on one hole. The dude is done. He's terrible. He looks awful. Let's quit showing him.
You got to show him. You got to show him because guess what? Scotty won. It was, yay. Dude, the patrons split out of that thing the second that puppy was over. Scotty walking. Scotty's like giving up. I mean, talk about.
I know.
Hey, he doesn't necessarily move the needle.
We love Tiger and people tune in to see Tiger. I get that. But to see Tiger barely be able to walk, to barely be able to swing the club, it was awkward to watch.
When Scotty was up 3 final holes,
people, I didn't even watch.
Dude, it was a race for people to try and turn off their TVs. It was so bad.
I didn't watch the last 3 holes because I was like, okay, he is at 11, the other person's at 7. This puppy is put to bed.
The final hole is hilarious. 18. Remember this, guys. The final hole at the Masters, it's going uphill and it's a beautiful ending. But Scotty doesn't hit the first one good. It goes in the dust, the dirt, whatever it's called, sand, something, mud, muck, fuck. Something.
Pine straw.
He hits it again, and it just lays it up. It's just a shitty shot. Then he hits it again, and it's just on the green. Oh, he still parred it. After 2 completely terrible shots. Oh, so nobody can ever catch up on 18. Got it.
He started dropping darts, but here's the thing about Tiger. So we're watching it. My kid's like, oh, who's that, Dad? I was like, Tiger Woods.
Let me tell you a story.
He's the greatest golfer to ever do it. Oh, okay.
Sit on Dad's knee.
20 minutes later, they show Tiger again, and my 4-year-old goes, Dad, have you ever played golf with Tiger?
No, I play with Eddie and Bubs.
And I said, no, I haven't. And he goes, Dad, I really think you should meet him and play golf with him. I'm like, that's a great idea, son. But that is my kids taking an interest in remembering that he's the greatest golfer, and the next time they showed him, putting it in his head and going, Dada plays golf. This guy plays golf. Have they ever played golf together? Nah, I never played golf with him. Never will. But hey,
I was going to say it was windy here. I knew it was in Augusta. Those, gosh. Those furry pines were moving.
They were, woo! They were like the little guys in front of the car dealership. The little
wind runners.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah, as a promotions guy, I had to buy one time.
My kids love those things. They drive by those, and if they see one, every time we're going that direction, Dada, are we going to drive by the little, ooh?
My favorite part of the Masters was on Sunday. Scheffler hit a shitty shot. He didn't play great, but played good enough.
Dude, he started dropping. No,
but then he would drop a dart.
Oh, my God.
But one time, dude, he hit it. again, they have the patrons a little close to the greens. He hit it, let's say, 10 feet off the green.
Oh, and it bounced over.
Straight up hit a guy in the dick.
right in it, dude.
And all those rich people were so upset standing up and everything. Oh, you know they were waiting for an apology? I don't think Scotty apologized to anybody.
I don't think they were waiting for an apology. I think they're like, oh, my God, he's going to be right next to me. He's going to be right next to me.
Nah, because also they were upset they had to move their chairs because then once they move back, are they going to get those same seats?
They get the same seats. The master's etiquette is you can set your chair there and leave, and no one will sit in your chair.
Really?
Yes. Like, yeah. You can leave all day and come back to your chair, and there will not be a single person in your spot.
It was the best because it was, oh, hello, Martha. These are the patrons. I'm acting like I'm them.
Go ahead.
Hello, Martha. How was your day in Augusta? Oh, it was beautiful. Yes, yes. So, the tulips. I'm having a little tulip tea. How are you, Mark? Oh, I am good. We have sold. We have sold our estate. I am here at the Masters. And then Scotty goes, Martha, it hit me in the crank.
Thank goodness we already have children, Martha.
Martha, will you crank me off, Martha?
Martha, I don't think it works anymore, Martha. We're going to have to try tonight to make sure the blood flow gets down there. Oh, Martha, that hurt. That hurt so bad.
Martha, Scotty hit me right in the shaft, Martha. Will you crank me off?
Oh, Martha, my driver is just, it's in the shop. I need a new shaft.
Martha, will you give me a little bit of your breast milk to just wet my whistle? That's what it was like, dude. I was ready to jump through the screen and tell those people to F off.
Dude, I love the way they all get, like, all start moving. I'm like, guys, wouldn't you want to stand there and want the ball to land on your lap? Like, I mean, it's like, oh, come on. Like, that way you just stand there. And then they had to decide, oh, they're going to take a drop. You know what I mean? That's funny.
A little close. I mean,
they do put them a lot really close.
I mean, if Bubs is out there, Pitts, you, me, I don't like speaking for you because you're better than us. I mean, those people are getting hit 9 out of 10 times.
Dude. If we're out there,
move them back 50 feet, please.
We are shooting a 200.
No, I'm not saying score wise, but I'm saying on that particular hole, how close they have the people. I mean, never. I mean, we're always playing on that side fringe.
Yeah, we're never hitting the greens.
Right. And those people are that trusting?
Because professional golfers are amazing.
Yeah.
They are amazing what they're doing. I mean, did you see Cam Smith get down on his knees?
Dude, people.
He went under the bushes on his knees and hit the ball out. I mean, I'm like, what are we doing? Tiger Woods hit one backwards because he was against a tree.
Dude, Colin Morikawa, he was so in the shrubs and tree. I was like, does he do any landscaping, dude? I might need to get this guy for my bush. Oh, Morikawa on a Sunday, dude.
Oh, my gosh. All right, well, we're going to take a break because we got the Masters update. We got the UFC 300 watch party update. Next, we'll talk about chocolate milk. I told you on Friday my kids were trying chocolate milk, even though they've had it plenty of times. I'll tell you their reaction right after this.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Dude, that's all my kids could talk about this weekend. Dada, when can we get more chocolate milk? Dada, just chocolate milk was amazing. I'm like, guys, we make chocolate milk. You know that the powder we put in the milk?
Yeah.
He goes, no. Dada, that's only for hot chocolate. I'm like, no, we've made it regular. He goes, it doesn't taste the same. That stuff out of the bottle was great.
Yes. Sometimes Baser gas station and Nesquik on a Sunday, a little hungover Sunday morning, she loves it.
It's fantastic. It's so good. And they were all, everything they did. Dada, if we take a rest without, getting upset, can we have more chocolate milk? I'm like, this is how you become an addict of something.
Build your bones, calcium.
You try it for the first time, and that first hit, you're chasing that high for the rest of the time.
You kids want to place a bet later?
Oh, do they? No, they don't know how to bet. But it was, so yes, the chocolate milk, fantastic. It was great.
I have an add-on.
Go ahead.
I had strawberry milk the first time this weekend.
Ooh, tell me.
I've had it before, but huge sign in one of the cities going to my house, it says, strawberry milk is back. So I told Baser when I got home, I said, we got to go try this. It's an Amish place, no less. We go in, only Amish, dude. They're churning butter. They have no electricity. I'm basically got my cell phone light on trying to see in there. They have no technology. You got to pay in cash. And it's Amish. It's spelled with an A or something. I did it on Instagram and people said, learn how to spell it. Sorry, I'm not from there. I'm not from the 1800s. I move with technology. We go in there. Technology no more, dude. They know how to make some strawberry milk. It was phenomenal. They had some handmade sign outside. Strawberry milk is back. We go in there. We got a whole pint type of place.
So this is a fresh thing. This isn't like...
It is fresher than shit, man. And they said, you got to return the bottles. And I said, well, what if we... I mean, this is how trusting they are. So you take a bottle. They expect you in a week to bring the bottle back, put it there, and they'll fill it for you. And so we get the strawberry milk. I mean, it might have been gallon... It was, let's say, half a gallon or maybe a couple liters. Dude, I sucked that thing off in about a fucking day, man.
Dude, it's so hard not to. Dude, it's like, I'm going to tell you, I had never in my life until a few years ago had fresh squeezed orange juice. I was like, what? How much different can it taste? My God, you have a thing of fresh squeezed orange juice. It is life changing good.
Yeah, ask at the bar if for your mimosa you'll do fresh squeezed orange juice. They'll tell you to go fuck yourself.
I didn't say that. I am just saying I had, like, at the grocery store, it's like fresh squeezed today, and I'm like, okay, what difference can it make if it's fresh squeezed? And I get the little thing, and I got home and I was like, oh my God, and I had like four cups. I was like, this is fun. I've never looked at orange juice the same since that day.
On we watch Bravo on, what is it, Below Deck?
Below Deck.
The wealthy people, they pay $100,000 to go on these yachts. All they do is fresh squeezed. So the yachties have to go on there and they're back there, you know, jacking off a grapefruit because everything has to be fresh squeezed.
That is so...
That's what I'm saying. You're made for yacht life.
No, I'm not made for it, but it tastes great. I don't want to go... I don't know how the effort to do it, I don't think it'd be worth it. If I had a machine that I could just stick oranges in and it would do it for me, maybe worth it. Or if I have it someone doing it for me, no problem. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
There's your juice and milk review, guys. We'll be back with your farm report.
Hey, all the truckers are out there like, what the? What the?
We've sold. The day we sold is a podcast. Hey.
I didn't know. I mean, listen, I didn't know what I was going to be able to do here. But, hey, I do have some big news.
Whoa. Is it about you missing another episode that you don't end up missing, but we just get YouTube hits and you end up having the podcast anyways?
No.
I'm in a fight with YouTube right now.
Okay, tell me.
Do yours.
That's more important.
That's a deep tease.
No, that really, I was just trying to act like I had something big. I have nothing big.
So this is an investigation, and I'm not in this YouTube thing alone. One of my mentors is Brandon. He has Brandon O'Brien.
Yeah.
He has the gambling podcast. I believe it's just Brandon O'Brien. All kinds of gambling videos. He puts them up. He gets 20,000 views a day. It's insane. And so, dude, I posted a video of you. I said, Lunch is Missing Monday's podcast. I kind of clickbaited it as if you were leaving the podcast or you weren't doing the podcast anymore.
Oh, but you used someone else's picture. Is that why you got in trouble?
I didn't get in trouble, though. It was very clickbaity. Okay, so I posted it. Friday night, it got 2,600 views. Blowing up. Just massive. I'd already lost some bets. I'm like, I'll just go to bed. How much worse could it get, man? I'm done losing these bets. I go to bed, I wake up. Your video was at 2,600. I wake up, and it's at 923 views.
And what happened?
I go, this is a full-on investigation with YouTube. So I luckily I had screenshot stuff. And so then I waited a whole day Come to find, I mean, 3 days later, it's at 1.3 thousand views. There's something screwed up with the views because it per my calculations and tracking it, it should be well in the 5,000s. So I hit up YouTube. I had screenshots, pictures, everything. I said, hey guys, what gives? Where's the beef? Something went wrong with YouTube. And I hit up Brandon O'Brien. He goes, dude, I've never seen it where you have views and then you lose them. And I go, how do you lose 2,000 views?
People hit rewind.
Yeah.
That's easy to explain.
Coach, so I'm at it right now with YouTube. Very cordial. I sent a very kind email, but guess what I'm going to say? I'm going to say, hey, guys, we will totally forgive and forget as long as you guys approve us for advertisements on the YouTube platform. We can talk business.
And what did they say?
Yeah, still no response. But it was bizarre, dude. I'd love YouTube, but yeah, I'm like, what? I didn't know I got to keep track of my views all of a sudden. It pissed me off, dude. I had like the best clickbait. I had the best crap. Gambling, this is also a story of gambling, guys. Why you should just never go, why back in the day I'd lose my ass gambling. You just never go all in because I said, how much worse can tonight get? No more. I'm going to go to bed. I was at rock bottom. I'd lost basically.
It can always get worse.
Folks, I kept digging because I woke up to a $2,000 lost on, or 2,000 views lost on YouTube. I'm like, only gambling does that. Only gambling and drinking, because when you're drinking, you're like, oh, and then it just gets worse. You lose your money. You're drunk. You're hungover. You wake up and we were just freaking hemorrhaging views overnight. How? That'll be answered in the next couple days. I'll keep you guys updated. I'll keep you guys abreast.
Yeah, I was the same way as you do, because I had the Washington Nationals yesterday against the Oakland Athletics, because the Athletics are terrible. Terrible baseball team. And I believe they were up 6 or 7 to 1.
They were the A's?
No, the Nationals.
Got it.
And I was like, hell yeah, dude. And like an hour and a half later, I go log in and I'm like, all right, let me see. Wait, that money, they didn't pay me. They forgot to pay me. And I go to email them and the A's came back to win 8-7. Oh, my bad. Gave up 6 runs in 1 inning. Oh, cool. Thanks, man.
Dude, I have a huge...
That's my fault. Dude. Hey, I started... Like, I literally was hitting up customer service like, excuse me, but you forgot to pay me on the bet. Like, you forgot to pay me.
Bro.
Pay me, my friend. Pay me. Oh, no. There was no pay.
In my 20 years of gambling, I can't tell you the amount of times I've thought it was a lock. I've gone to bed, and I wake up, and I said, how did that happen? So now I have a new superstition. I typically have to see a game through it before I go to bed, because I wake up... All shit will hit the fan.
All hell breaks loose. I understand. I totally get it. But I really want to give a shout out to the coaches' convention, dude. Like,
whoa,
I never realized
last night.
I never realized how the coaches' convention has changed people's lives. Our boy Buddy Glass and Rosanna Remnam Macias, they have been to every coaches' convention.
Is this to tell me something good?
No, this is like, and they met some people there, and they had access at what is Chief Stadium called? Arrowhead, but it's something they renamed it. So Arrowhead.
Gaha.
Lionel Messi.
Right, it's called.
Was
gay.
Playing in Arrowhead, and Joe from Teen Mom had access to a suite, and at last minute someone canceled, and they hit up B. McNamee, and they said, "Hey, Messi's coming tomorrow night. Do you want to fly up to Kansas City and watch him?" She got in a plane from Louisiana. Got to Arrowhead, watched the game, and flew back the next morning. That is what I call making friends with connections, all because of coaches' convention. And I got to give shout out to B. That's called being down.
That's down, for sure down. But also, what's the connection of us to Teen Mom? I don't get it.
The her sister's husband looks like Joe from Teen Mom.
Got it.
And we just call at the convention. I was like, holy crap! I thought Joe from Teen Mom was there. But it wasn't him. It was just a guy that looks like him.
So you're saying the Sore Losers Nation is a strong group similar to the Swifties?
Yes. And I thought it was just so cool. But I really thought it was cool that you have those friends that are always down to do something that, like, last minute, no matter, hey, for a good time, I'll go. Or you have the friends that are all about the, man, I didn't really have time to plan. I don't know if I can just go on a whim. Because my buddy Jacob, if you want to do something, it doesn't matter if you want to go look at the butthole of an elephant in Africa for a week. guess what? Jacob's down. If you call him tomorrow and say, hey, man, I got two tickets to the Yankees game at Yankee Stadium. You want to go? He's down. Oh, no matter what, and he always shows up. He will party balls all night. You got a tee time at 8 a.m.? Guess who's there? Jacob. Every time.
Dude, hell of a story leads me to my segue, and I want you to guess whether I went or not. Chick comes to the gym, college, freshman year. Me and South Beach are 18 years old. Dude, I've never done really anything fun in my life. I was very sheltered. I never got to go on trips and stuff. Freshman year, she goes, hey, this hottie at the gym, Danielle, we got to talk to her all the time. She goes, hey, I'm going on a trip. The Yankees are in the playoffs. I'm from New York. Would you guys want to come to game one? I'll drive through the night. We'll go to the game, party, stay at my place, and then boom, we'll drive back. But you're going to miss Friday class. So Thursday, she tells us this. Maybe it was like a Thursday morning, and then we're going to drive throughout and then go that night. So it's South Beach, me, Danielle, and her friend. Two chicks, two dudes, okay?
Okay.
We're at the gym. Yankees game one. I mean, back in the day, it was probably Bernie Williams, Derek Jeter.
Paul O'Neill.
Tito Martinez.
Oh, yeah, he was good.
Daniel Boone, some of them. One of the Boone brothers. People were playing, okay? The team was
Mariano
stacked.
Rivera.
Yes. He was coming out of the pen. The Rocket was probably still throwing heat. They had CC Swish Bats in the Bathia. They had everybody on that team. And so me and South Beach were like, let's go. Baby, we're going New York. What?
I want to find out if you did it. Right after the break.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
And so, bags are packed, dude. South Beach, me. We're going, dude. We're going, baby. We're going to New York. This is what it's called being down. This is what college life is like. And I thought, I've never had the opportunity to do this. This is what on a whim is. You just go. And then... the 11th hour, dude. I couldn't do it.
Why?
I hit up South Beach like an hour before they were all about to leave. And I go, dude, I have a presentation tomorrow in public speaking. If I miss that, I'll probably get a fail. And I said, I can't go. I get it. The ramifications of me going would be I'd fail a class. So I just can't go. They went. South Beach ended up not going either, so the girl just went with her best friends. They went to New York, said it was the time of their life. They're back on Monday. But to this day, wish I would have gone, dude. Because I don't think I've ever been to a game at Yankee Stadium since then. I've never been.
See?
I never went, dude. I never went. So I actually wasn't down like B. I wasn't down, like the messy down. I wasn't down.
You weren't down.
Okay.
You're not down. And but that's your personality because you think about like parking. You're scared of parking. So why wouldn't you be scared to go to New York? Why wouldn't you just hit up your teacher and be like, oh my gosh, like I had something come up. Like I'm going to be back on Monday. Is it okay if I postpone till Monday? I mean, any option, but you went to the drastic worst case scenario and you didn't go. And you think about it to this day about what an amazing trip it would have been with these two chicks to New York to have some fun. And the fact that South Beach backed out because you didn't back out, because you backed out, is an absolute travesty. It takes me back to when...
Ray, I was down.
Kingpin came out in movie theaters.
Kid.
If you'll look it up, Kingpin and Multiplicity were both out the same time. They were both in the movie theater at the exact same time. It was Kathleen. It was Lauren. It was Aaron. It was Chest Day. It was me. And we were going. And we were fighting over what we were going to go to. Lauren and Kathleen wanted to go see Multiplicity. The boys, we wanted to go see Kingpin, and we could not come to a conclusion.
1996.
Thank you. And we're like, dude, we're going to Kingpin. You guys go to Multiplicity. We don't care. We're going to Kingpin.
Also out, Basketballs. Oh, no, that was 2 years later. Continue.
And we're at the Great Hills Theater. We walk up to the window. Lauren says, I'll take one for Multiplicity. Kathleen says, I'll take one for Multiplicity. And I'm like, all right, you girls have fun. We're going to Kingpin.
Me and the bros.
Aaron walks up, goes, I'll take one for Multiplicity.
Smart.
What? Forrest walks up. I'll take one for Multiplicity.
Sold.
And I'm like, these guys aren't down. These guys aren't down. We had talked about staying strong, being down, seeing the Dude movie. So I walked up and I said, I'll take one for Multiplicity.
And to this day, he's never seen the movie Kingpin.
No, I've seen it. And I'm like, it was a lot better. The whole time I sat in Multiplicity and we were just like grumbling. Man, this movie sucks.
Novel concept, though. Same dude, 10 of them, right?
Yeah.
Living at his house and he had to fake his wife out.
Yeah, and one lived above the garage. And maybe it's not as bad as I think it is, but maybe I was in such a bad mood because I wanted to see Multiplicity. Or I wanted to see Kingpin, and we saw Multiplicity. So maybe I should give it another shot. I don't know, but I'll never forget that. But speaking of being down, summer after we graduated high school, Chest Day and I, we went on a little road trip. Me, Chest Day, his brother Robin, his dad, and No Teeth Keith.
Hey, kid, I'll drive. No hands.
We went on a baseball tour. We drove to Houston, saw the Astros. Drove to Arlington, saw the Rangers.
East, west.
Drove to St. Louis, saw the Cardinals.
Northeast.
Drove to Cincinnati, saw the Reds.
Even farther east.
Drove to Chicago, saw the Cubs.
Back west.
Drove to Milwaukee, saw the Brewers.
North.
Drove back to Chicago.
South.
Saw the White Sox.
You guys should have mapped that out better, but decent.
7 games, 7 days, something like that. We were supposed to go to Detroit, but the Tigers.
Oh, good luck, dude.
Comerica Park.
It wasn't Comerica.
I know. It was Tiger Stadium. Comerica Park was opening the next year, so Tiger Stadium was closing down. So we wanted to go, but they were on the road, so there was no chance. So go back home, go back to Austin, and I get a call. It's Forrest's dad.
Ring.
Yo, what up?
Ring.
Hey, Tigers are at home this weekend. They play the Angels and Mo Vaughn. You want to go? He's like, it's about 24-hour trip there, so I would drive during the day, you drive at night, and we'll go. And I'm like, I'm in. So Forrest's dad and I got in the van. No, Chest Day didn't go. I don't know why Chest Day didn't go. Don't ask me. It was just Forrest's dad and I, and we drove 24 hours to Detroit, stayed for 24 hours, saw 2 games at Old Tiger Stadium, and got in the car and drove 24 hours back. That's called being down. That's called B&B.
There ain't nobody that does that nowadays.
That's called... No, B got on an airplane and said, I'm in.
Like to know how long the drive was Chicago to New York. I think that one was maybe going to be in the 20s.
I don't know, but I can tell you a bus ride from there, because that's when Chest Day, we were in Chicago, and he took a bus from Chicago to New York for Woodstock 99.
How long?
I can text him, see if we get a response, but he got on the bus, and I mean, it takes stops. How long was the bus ride from Chicago for Woodstock? I mean, that dude, that was crazy. Chest Day was crazy. He just said, put me on a bus.
Hey, are you still planning to do your golf today?
I don't know.
Sorry, I don't know.
It's not looking good. Not looking good.
Do we got to take another break?
No, nah, we're going to wrap it up, dude, because, I mean.
Ray, just shoot from the hip, man. What's your ASL? Age, sex, live. Remember that back in the day, AOL? Dude. You'd always hit up people and say ASL.
Yeah, speaking of live, did you see they made Norman buy a regular ticket?
Really? The owner of Live?
Yeah, the CEO or whatever he is of Live. I don't know what he is of Live, but he talked about how it was great to be amongst the people. He had to buy a secondary ticket, right, on the market. And he was like, you don't know how many people stopped me and said, thank you for what you're doing. And he goes, how many handshakes and pats on the back? He goes, it was in the thousands of people. And I'm like, there ain't no damn way.
Because people want to see these guys on TV.
Yeah. Nobody was stopping Greg Norman and being like, dude, you have changed golf. Thank you for everything you've done. Thank you for taking John Rahm and making him irrelevant because he is only playing 54 holes and you're playing once a month and he looks like he hadn't played golf in a year. Thank you for doing that.
Hey guys, what are we realizing? You're probably supposed to play golf every weekend. That's why it was great what the PGA did, because it keeps these guys forcing them to play every weekend. You got Brooks Koepka shooting fireworks off his wife's titties. Rahm looks like he hasn't picked up a stick, much less.
But Dustin Johnson, I mean, he doesn't know what a golf course is.
Those live guys, you're just not playing enough. Who played last week and won 2 weeks ago? Scotty, who's been playing very well. Batia, he kind of sucked. But all the guys at the top.
Hey, Bryson, he did good for 54 holes.
Because that's what their tournament is.
Yeah. But I just thought it was, his talking about it, saying so many people stopped him to thank him and just you're the champion for golf. Like, everything you're doing, don't give up. Keep fighting. Like, no one said that to him. Not a single person.
Since Liv started, that was kind of the worst competition we've ever seen, folks. That was pretty bad.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to go because hopefully I'm going to get to play golf. But.
And also, I saw that Scotty's going to play in a tournament again a week after the Masters.
No way, because his kid's going to be born. And here's the thing. There is no damn way. He kept saying that if his wife went into labor, he would leave. So my thought was, come Sunday morning, if she went into labor, there is no way she would have said anything. She would have let him play the round of golf, and she wouldn't have said anything because he was like, yeah, I'm still going to go. I'm a man of my word. All right, we got to go. I'm going to try to go play golf, but I don't think it's going to happen. Have a great Monday, guys.
You sold.
Here's the pod that never was going to happen, so you're welcome.
You've sold. Just like those golf guys, you've sold.
I mean, yeah.
This is the day you sold.
Do you think he would have really let the Masters to go for his kid?
No, this is the day you sold to the nation.
I know. It's all about you guys.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, girlfriends. It's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.